USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky.
If a horrible thing happened and we weren't lucky enough to have Henry win, you know they won't talk about that. They will say Donald Trump suffered a major, major defeat in the great state of South Carolina. It was a humiliating defeat for Donald Trump. So please get your asses out tomorrow and vote.
President Trump speaking at a rally in South Carolina. Earlier, the president and the first lady meeting with the king and queen of Jordan at the White House.
We're doing very well in the Middle East. A lot of progress has been made in the Middle East. A lot. It really started with the end of the horrible Iran deal. That deal was a disaster.
Radio fans remembering legendary DJ Dan Ingram, who has died at the age of 83.
WABC degrees in New York.
He was a radio pioneer and considered by some to be the best top 40 DJ of all time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We want a system where when people come in illegally, they have to go out.
President Trump at the White House talking about our immigration laws and what a disaster they are.
The laws have to be changed. And whether it's North Korea or whether it's so many different things like trade, we're taking care of a lot of problems that should have been taken care of over the years. One of the highest on the list is immigration, and we have to change our laws.
Trump is the one who's creating lies, trying to have people believe that I talked about harming people.
Democrat Maxine Waters making news, the California congresswoman not apologizing or backing down after she takes heat for telling people to protest and push back on members of President Trump's cabinet when they are in public.
There's nowhere in my statement, anytime, any place that we talked about harm.
Waters holding a news conference saying,
I stand by my speech in saying that the protests have already started. They're probably going to continue.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
I was asked to leave because I work for President Trump. We are allowed to disagree, but we should be able to do so freely and without fear of harm. And this goes for all people, regardless of politics.
At the daily briefing in Washington, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders asked about her horrendous experience at that Virginia restaurant.
Some have chosen to push hate and vandalism against the restaurant that I was asked to leave from. A Hollywood actor publicly encouraged people to kidnap my children. And this weekend, a member of Congress called for people to push back and make clear to those serving their country in this administration that they are not welcome anywhere, anytime, for anything.
Sanders basically calling the situation un-American.
America is a great country, and our ability to find solutions despite those disagreements is what makes us unique.
I horribly regret that. Are you kidding?
You are hearing from Roseanne Barr, who breaks down again while apologizing for her controversial tweet. USA's Chris Barnes with the story.
Lost everything.
That's Roseanne Barr expressing regret as she breaks down during a podcast interview over the weekend over the racist tweet she sent out last month, which led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot by ABC.
And I regretted it before I lost everything. And I said to God, I am willing to accept whatever consequences this brings.
Barr saying she's lost everything and now is nothing but a hate magnet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.